This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
We have one of our favourite people on the line, Phoebe Blamey from Clover Financial Solutions. How are we doing, babe?
I'm fantastic. How are you guys doing today?
I'm doing really well. I'm having a technically difficult day.
Yes, I'm. Oh, he's doing great. He's doing great.
Phoebe, look, a lot of things have just happened. We're talking about first home buyers today, basically.
We are talking about first home buyers, and anyone who's been watching the news today will have seen that the federal government's offering $25,000 grants to both renovators and new builders. And this is going to be on top of any first home owners incentives that exist at the moment through the state.
Yep.
So that could be a really exciting way that some people could get into their first home
or get into a new home.
It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money.
But does that mean you said renovators? That goes, I'm assuming then you have to be a homeowner. So also homeowners will have an opportunity to get a bit of cash.
Absolutely, which is a wonderful thing that will keep our construction, our tradies going.
Yeah.
You can renovate for up to $150,000. By the looks, and this scheme was only announced today, so I'm thin on information.
Yeah.
But by the looks of things, it's for a renovation that is part of your principal place of residence, so it can't be separate, can't be a swimming pool or a tennis court or anything outdoors.
Yeah.
But part of your principal place of residence, up to $150,000 to renovate, or a build of up to $750,000, which is
when we say up to $150,000, what's the lower end?
I think if you spend $150,000, they'll give you $25,000.
I think it's if you do that, because I was looking, it doesn't say. I was like, oh, that'd be great.
Mm.
I'll renovate just $25,000 worth. Yeah. But there's got to be some sort of rules. I think.
There's definitely going to be a lower end of it, and I'm going to keep an eye on it, and we're going to blog about it tomorrow, because this scheme is just being announced as we speak, so we are hot off the presses.
Yeah. Phoebe, I am a little bit in love with your blogs what you've been doing on your Facebook and stuff. Do you know, I watched one like 3 or 4 times with just different people whenever they popped around, because I always think that your advice is really good. But when people hear it from me, it's just from a friend of a friend.
Yeah,
but I've been just
they
putting
don't believe you.
And then I'm like, look, she said it. I told you she said it.
Oh, it's fantastic. That's so fun. We did a live Facebook for the first time ever after the last time I was on your show, and so many people came and watched us. I was so excited. I felt like a Kardashian, really.
You are a little mini sled in your fancy little room that you had there and your little bits and pieces.
Well, thank you, Miss Kardashian.
I'm
watching the market at the moment, and they are saying that it's dropped a bit. Is it a good time for first home buyers, or do we wait to see what we're going to be offered first before we run to the bank and ask for some cash?
I think it is a great time for first home buyers. We're seeing already people selling at the lower end of what they of what they intended to sell for. The first home deposit scheme, which has helped 10,000 first home buyers so far, has actually run out for the moment, but there should be some new places coming very soon after the 1st of July. So we're keeping our eyes on that at the moment. People are talking about a property drop of about 5% in between now and September, but this sort of scheme might boost that up again. So it might mean that people can get into a house that does need a little bit of renovation, and it has to be an owner-occupied property, will be getting a little bit of an incentive to do that renovation. So let's wait and see, but I think that property prices may drop a little, and it might be a really good time to buy your first home.
I'm so glad you said that, because my son better be listening. You are now 28. It is time to move out. You've been saving for your deposit long enough.
And that being said, some of those ones that are under $750,000, because there are a few.
Many.
They will be able to maybe hold their number a little bit, their price. Would that be
exactly
something? So there's something for sellers as well out in that regard?
I hope so, because if there isn't, then people will pretty much stop selling. But with all the incentives that are being offered, selling under 750 or selling under 700, you're still going to get quite a lot of buyers. So you might as well just go for it.
That sounds like a ridiculous amount of money. Thank you. Look, Phoebe, it is fantastic speaking to you. Look, make sure if you are looking, it's a big financial time at the moment. There's going to be a lot on offer to try and get our economy going. Just make sure you go and talk to someone professional. And we all know that Phoebe is there at Clover Financial Solutions. She's been very supportive of us, so let's get out and support
her. Yeah, this might be our last call for,
This could be our last call.
I will definitely be calling you through the week. Yeah. My wife and I did our taxes this week, and then you were the next on the list, so
I'm so excited, only 11 months late.
Wrap up your Thursdays with Tom and Jess on Joy Drive. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.